This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is no way for the Democrats to win an argument on this wall. No way. First of all, it's common sense. And I know there's a lack of it these days, a lack of it in droves, but we've brought a lot of it back. Number two, the Democrats have already agreed to this. They've already said it. We don't have to. Look, we're not making this stuff up. Chuck Schumer said it himself. We have a clip. We're going to play it. I call it Chuck v. Chuck. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Donald Trump did his press conference. And what was funny about his press conference is everybody said, this is the worst thing that he could possibly try to do. He's not good at this. This is not his environment. He needs to have an audience. I think it was Axelrod that said it. Would be a huge mistake. I didn't watch it. I'll be honest with you. But everybody I've talked to, everybody that sent me stuff after the fact said, Kevin, it was amazing. Great. You know, Trump being Trump. And he ended it with, you know, I'm going to protect American citizens. Again, pro-Americana. That's why I told you. The beautiful thing about Trump when he went after these NFL kneelers is he put America. This wasn't about Trump. They wanted to make it that. He's a racist. Look at what he did to the NFL players. No, look at what he did for the nation. This nation is not about black folks. Sorry to tell people that, but it isn't. Hey, white people, it ain't about you either. Latinos, it's not about you. Asians, it's not about you. LGBT, it's not about you. This nation is about everybody, all of us. And when you strip away all that nonsense that these people talk about, this nation is the greatest country in the world that doesn't care about any of that stuff. Just test us. Fly your planes into our buildings. Start a war with us. Tell us you're going to invade. Do atrocities to others and watch what we do. We rally, we kick butt. We don't care. You will watch the eagle fly with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you with. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing to watch when America comes together. And despite what the left is telling you that Donald Trump is dividing this country, what the left is telling you, listen up, conservatives, what the left is telling you is that they divide this country. The most divisive president that we've had in decades, in the modern era, is undoubtedly Barack Hussein Obama, baby black Jesus. I'm not going to go into the details. You already know. He was divisive. And he wanted it that way. They thrived on it. They relied on keeping us separated. Whites against blacks, men against women, and so on and so. Really, women against men, because men are not against women. I don't care what the left tells you. I don't know men. Let me put it this way. I could count on my hands the number of men that go, man, I just hate women. I honestly can't think of anybody. I know there's some guys that are really mad at them. But I'm saying, you know, and for right reasons. In most cases, they don't get to see their kids. They've been lied about, all kinds of stuff. But I don't know men that hate women. I know lots of women who openly hate men. Now, am I right or am I right? Those are your choices. I know lots of black folks who hate white people, and they will tell it to you to your face. They hate you. I don't know a lot of white people that hate blacks, because I happen to be black, and I hang around white people that don't care. I'm sure they exist, but I'll tell you what I don't have to look for. I don't have to look for blacks that hate whites. I don't have to look for women who hate men. I don't have to look for homosexuals who hate heterosexuals. I don't have to look for lazy takers, welfare recipients who hate capitalists. I don't have to look for them. They're all over. They're a dime a dozen. See, I've got no beef. You either. None of us. We don't have any of those categories. We have no beef. Go out and be something. Go be somebody. That's all we ask you to do. But to hear their side of it, we're out there looking for people to bash, people to be mad at. Republicans are angry. No, we're not. If we're angry because you people are idiots. We're angry that we constantly have to bail you out of stuff. And here it is again. Democrats lying to our faces, telling us that we're xenophobes because we don't want to bring people into this country illegally. You don't want to offer asylum. We offer more asylum than any country in the world. You don't offer asylum. We have lottery people coming over from every country in the world. All 53 countries in Africa, India, China, everywhere. Chinese fight to get into this country. Do you know that? Asians, Japanese, they fight to get here. How many of us are fighting to get to China or to Japan or South Korea? How many? We might go there and live on a visa for a bit, but we're not fighting to get in over there. And those are civilized countries. But those people fight to get over here to become part of our system. These people are crazy, these leftists. And even knowing that, they say, America is colonialized. It's this, it's that. It's a terrible place, for people to want to come. Why would anybody want to come to America? Why would anybody want to come to leftist America? Because I'll tell you this, millions and millions, no, I'll change that. Billions and billions of people want to come to America. Billions do. No other country can say that. Anyway, Donald Trump rocked it. I just saw clips. My friend sent them, and I'm busy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm busy. I'm trying. I got so many things working. It's crazy, but I'm doing my best to keep up with all this stuff. And, I should have talked about this the other day, and I'm just getting to it because I felt like the other stuff I was talking about was more important. Look, we'll get to it. We've been talking about the border wall. We've been talking about the government shutdown. For what? We're in day 17, 18, whatever. I'm not even keeping up. I know we're in week 3. That's what I know. And here's what also I know. I know Donald Trump will stand his ground. I know that the Democrats are so used to dealing with people like Barack Obama and Bush 1 and Bush 2 and all of them. They don't understand. This is a guy that says, I don't give a crap about your polls and what you think is going to happen on your end. I don't care how you think you're going to spend this. I will win this. The American public want what I'm selling because it's not selling. Donald Trump is telling you the facts. Don Lemon, we talked about the other day. We need to fact check the president. What are you talking about? Fact check the president, chump. Need to fact check the president. President is spot on. Why would he come on and lie about what's going on with this border? They know what's going on with this border, these lefties. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the government shutdown. Romney's back in the news a little bit. And there was a poll about people wanting to leave the U.S. I wanted to get to the other day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, this discussion around the border wall and the shutdown, the subterfuge, folks. It's a cover-up for the Mueller report that's due to come out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Making sanity out of the insanity, out of the chaos of the left, because they thrive on chaos. Look, I'm not telling you being a conservative means your life is easy. It's not the case. God didn't promise you easy. He promised you an ability to deal with it because you have a core and you understand, okay, I get a problem. I believe in something bigger than myself. I can fix it. Democrats don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. That's why they're very selfishly motivated for survival. And this border wall is to keep us up in arms. The border wall is such a think about it. Protecting yourself by putting a barrier up, and they want to debate this. It's just total subterfuge. And while that's going on, Democrats are working behind the scenes, folks. They got to cover up the damning revelation that Mueller has avoided for quite some time. Mueller could have put this report out well before the midterm elections. And we wouldn't have lost the House, and we would have gained seats in the Senate. But he didn't do it. He says, I'm going to delay it until after that. And then he says after that being sometime in November, December. He didn't do it then because it was going to ruin the holidays for the Democrats. Now we're talking about July. He said May. Now it's moved out to July because he still got the grand jury that's impaneled for another 6 months. Who's he going to indict? He has looked under every rock. He has tried to create people to go after, and he's done everything he can do. The only place left for him to go is on the left. The very people who hired him to be a fixer. So they got lots of work to do. They got to look at the timing of information that needs to come out. They got damage control beyond belief. So that's what's going on. And they're using this time to do it. I can tell you their language has softened on Donald Trump about impeachment. You haven't heard him talk about Russian collusion. Where's Adam Schiff and everybody who was going after this man over Russian collusion and all this other stuff? Tell me where the border, that wall, you're inhumane. You're racist if you don't want the wall. They've gone back to the retread of you're a racist if you want to protect the border of your country. Ridiculous. When you have an argument that's so ridiculous, you have to ask yourself, what are they really trying to do? There you go. Let's go back to the border, though. It hasn't helped that Barack Obama's own border chief, a guy by the name of Mark Morgan, he came out and said, are you kidding? Walls absolutely work. Donald Trump is right. The president is right on protecting the southern border with a wall. And, I mean, I don't need an expert to tell me the obvious, but it doesn't hurt when the person that Barack Obama put in charge of the southern border says, of course they work. And here's what he went on to say. If you look in the past, you don't have to go too far back in history, that bipartisan legislation was passed. The Secure Fence Act. In 2006 and 2012, bipartisan legislation passed where they built the wall, fence, or physical barrier, whatever you want to call it. It's a wall, and it works. And as I keep pointing out, we're arguing back and forth with ourselves. Here's what Chuck Schumer said in Schumer versus Schumer.
My fellow Americans, we address you tonight for one reason only. The President of the United States, having failed to get Mexico to pay for his ineffective, unnecessary border wall. But we also need to set the record straight. The American people need to know that because of our efforts in Congress, our border is far more secure today than it was when we began debating comprehensive reform in 2005. Between 2005 and 2009, a vast amount of progress has been made on our borders and ports of entry. The progress includes 9,000 new Border Patrol field agents in the last 4 years, construction of a 630-mile border fence, or 630 miles of border fence, that create a significant barrier to illegal immigration on our southern land border.
There you have it. Significant barrier on our land border. Simple as that. Look, this is an argument the Democrats ultimately can't win, and that's why I keep coming back to this. And I'm doing some training here for you. This is the way I've always approached problems when I was in business. This is the way I approach problems when people bring things to me from strategies in life. Is this is too obvious. And I mean, it's so obvious. Have you ever been in a relationship or something? And I'll use mine as an example. One time I'd come home from a trip and my significant other says, I walked past some socks that weren't mine and my landing on the stairway landing. And before I left, those socks were there. And they're not mine. They're hers. So I walk by. I'm not picking them up. I mean, I'd done it before, but that day we had been in an argument, so I was like, I'm not picking this up. So I get back, and 3 or 4 days after I'm back, I walk back and forth beyond these socks. And finally, we decide we're going to confront whatever the issue is, and I go, and I made a comment. I said, like your socks that are been in the landing for the whole, you know, for a week that you won't even pick up. And she lit into me. And I'm going, what? They're not my socks. And she says probably the most profound statement I've heard at the time. this is not about the socks. See, the socks were an obvious argument. I mean, and the idea, and I think she even said something like, why didn't you pick them up? And my argument is, they're not my socks. I don't leave socks in the middle of the landing of a staircase. I just don't do that. But what it was is, I want you to come and discuss the bigger issue, and the socks are the way I can get you to do that. You understand? The Democrats understand there's a bigger issue. In their case, they don't want to discuss it. Yeah. They just want you to pick up the socks and move along. And so when something is so obvious like this, I just pretty much go, I smell a rat. Because I promise you, folks, this is not about securing the border. There are too many Democrats. I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and many others who have said exactly what I just played you part. Chuck Schumer saying a wall is ineffective, which was the other day, and Chuck Schumer saying we've done a lot to build this wall. I just told you we passed acts, two acts in 2006 and 2012 to do what? To build this border barrier. And yet we are continuing to talk about it. That's not what we need to be talking about. And the cleverness of what we do is when we understand what they're doing and we force them to have to talk about the bigger issue, not the socks. So that's what our job is. It's to stop analyzing this nonsense and to move forward. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit more about the border stuff and what the president said on it, and then we're going to shift gears on you in a bit. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in McAllen, Texas, touring a Border Patrol station. The president says if need be, he would be declaring a national emergency.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will.
And regarding that meeting yesterday with Democrats, the president says,
I very calmly said, if you're not going to give us strong borders, bye-bye, and I left. I didn't rant. I didn't rave.
Around 50 of the 800,000 federal employees who are furloughed are rallying outside the White House today as the partial government shutdown approaches the three-week mark. Toyota issued a recall of 1.7 million vehicles due to faulty airbags. The recall includes Toyota and Lexus models built between 2000 and 2017, including some 4Runners, Corollas, and Siennas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Charges have been filed. Crash that killed a 42-year-old mother in North Hills.
Now, the suspect in the case, an undocumented immigrant with a lengthy criminal past.
A heartbroken father over the sudden loss of his daughter. 42-year-old mother of two, Sandra Duran, was killed as she drove to her family's home in Arleta.
It hurts when somebody out of nowhere just takes your daughter's life and then you see the record he had.
Oh, my God, no!
Suffolk County Police found Nisa Mickens on this tree-lined street last September, murdered on the eve of her 16th birthday.
My daughter is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Most of the suspects arrested in these recent cases were in the country illegally.
Police Corporal Roneel Singh was shot and killed during a traffic stop just hours after Christmas.
Investigators say the suspect was in this country illegally.
I did not know. Christmas morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, when I said goodbye to him and sent him off to his family, that it would be the last time that I saw him.
William Singh was my older brother. Yes, he's not coming back, but there's a lot of people out there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is Kevin Jackson Show. I got that clip from a tweet by Donald Trump Jr., and it was a clip of just a few people, more recent murders or issues by illegals in America. An officer, Ronald Singh, who was killed by an illegal during a traffic stop or something, he was featured. It was his brother on there, and there were others. And I will tell you, if we made one of those clips and ran that thing as a PSA. Have you seen those smoking, those anti-smoking commercials? That, and I think they were called like Truth. And it would give you facts about cigarette smoking. You know, how many people die every day. Lung cancer, emphysema, blah, blah, blah. And it was all meant to reduce the number of deaths by the evil tobacco companies. If the evil tobacco companies were to be in charge of illegals, maybe we could get something done. Maybe we could have some truth. We should be running truth commercials. We should be running truth commercials about all the illegals and who they've killed. And I can't remember that girl's name, and this is a shame, but because I just saw it the other day, too. The one who was jogging and an illegal who wanted to date her killed her during her jog. Now, I do remember Kathleen Steinle. And many of you do as well. And I remember at the time when I was doing her story, we probably profiled about five people. One woman I remember, she was raped and brutally raped and murdered by an illegal, a guy who was jumping trains and things like this. These are the things where I mean, let me tell you, you want to talk about having passion on our side. I'm talking about normally when we're conservatives, when we argue issues, we argue the logic of the issue. There's no logic that needs to be argued on a border wall. This is what I've been talking about most of the show today. There's no logic to that. That's like saying, do I need a front door on my house? There's no logic to that. Of course you need a front door on your house. Now, you could debate on, do you want to lock it? In the country, we didn't. But in the city, most people wouldn't even debate it. Yeah, you need a lock on your door. Okay, let me do it a different way. Hotel. Do you need a door on your hotel room? Of course you do. Do you want it to lock? Of course you do. It's the same way with the border wall. So when you get beyond that, the question you got to ask yourself is, why are we having this specious debate? We know we need to do these things. So the question for us is, how do we tell people, how do we connect with, the logic side of it's easy. How do we connect with the passion side? And here's the deal. We not only have the logic side here, we have the passion side. People can go, oh, this illegal came over and graduated college and got a job. Congratulations to them. This illegal came over, got drunk, and killed a family of five. Would you want it to be your family? Would you want your daughter to be raped? You know, would you want your kid to be killed by a gang or indoctrinated into it or whatever? We have all of it around this argument. And this is why I keep coming back to, don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right, because you have both sides. Now, if this were just up to the normal Republicans that we're used to dealing with, I would be very concerned if we could push this argument further. In fact, Lisa Murkowski is already saying, we need to end the government shutdown and move on. A rhino. She hasn't quite gotten the memo yet that it's a new day. And I will tell you, I feel so good. I'm going to tell you, there's always a little bit of worry, even with Donald Trump, that we might cave. And Trump negotiates different than I do. So I'm a little bit concerned that he will give too much in his negotiation. But I feel more confident about him than any other president. And this includes Ronald Reagan when it comes to this issue. I know Donald Trump wants to give something in DACA. I hope he's smart enough, if he does give something in DACA, that it becomes us doing it and not him. See, the Democrats, let me just give you the strategy. Trump gave DACA, he gave them much more than they asked for in DACA. They rejected it. Now, if they're smart, they will put DACA back in the way he wanted, because they were asking for 600,000 deferments. He said, I'll give you like 2.1 million, I think is what he said. And they rejected it. They come back and say, we want 2.1 million and pretend that was their number and get it. They can make DACA their cause. Donald Trump has to be careful if he does that and saying, yeah, it's what I gave you the first time. Why didn't you take it then? He's got to be, because we took DACA from him. I want you to understand what's going on here. Donald Trump is taking an issue that has yet again been kicked down the road, bounced back and forth, everybody acting like they want to protect us and giving us just basic level of protection, if you want to call it that, in order to make us feel good like something's getting done while nothing's getting done. Donald Trump will solve the problem of comprehensive immigration reform. The left hate it. And in doing so, if he solves it to the satisfaction of the nation, check mark. If he solves it to the satisfaction of DACA, then the Democrats can't bring in the Latino vote the way they want. We will have plugged up the border, which is a problem. And another thing, and I'm going to talk about this in the next segment, the bigger issue here becomes the census. How do you count these people now? And Donald Trump's going to solve that problem, not to the satisfaction of the left. So we'll get to that in a bit. So you got a guy who's problem solving and winning people over with his problem solving. It may not seem like it on the front end because polls, Donald Trump still remains in the low 40s. Fine. His job approval rate is still in the negative, 50% of the people, 57% don't like what he's doing. Okay, fine. They're going to like their paychecks. They're going to like their consumer confidence. They're going to like that their lives are improving. And eventually, I'm just telling you. Donald Trump could make this comment that Barack Obama made. If I haven't shown you significant enough progress in my first terms, you don't need to reelect me. Because here's the deal. He's already done it. So if he can get the rest of this, this is hugely a huge problem for the Democrats. Huge. Michelle Malkin said this on a tweet. Entry into this country is a privilege, not a right. We are a sovereign nation, not a sanctuary nation. Border barriers are non-negotiable. Don't like it? Leave. See, what Trump did, he rocked his speech on the border. They said he couldn't do it. He spoke with authority. He made his case to the American people. He was not flippant. He was not condescending. He was presidential. They hate that. The Democrats do. Now, on the flip side of it, Pelosi and Schumer look like the hypocrites they are. The picture that was circulating for them, you know, looking like Ma and Pa Kettle, was hysterical. It was hysterical. So they're concerned. But we have their response, don't we? I think we do. Anyway, it was silly. We have part of it. We played part of it with Chuck Schumer earlier. But it was a silly response. President has shut down the border. It was all about the shutdown. It had very little to do with actual border security, other than saying the Democrats are for border security. And look, I'm not going to rehash it. Show me where they really want to secure the border. I can give you five reasons off the top of my head why they never want the spigot of illegal immigration to stop. So now we wait. And you say, well, Kevin, what are we waiting on? I'm waiting on you to go to kjradio.com and download the podcast and give us a call at 844-551-8255. No, we're waiting on who's going to blink. Who's going to give in? I will ask you, my listening audience, who do you think wins in this battle? You think President Trump capitulates under the pressure of the Republicans? Who's really running this thing, huh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside.
Hear, hear. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I mean, come on. We all know why walls are built. We all know that walls deter. You've run into a wall. Why do we use the term?
Yeah, he ran into a brick wall.
It doesn't have to be brick, though, does it? I said, when they were talking about the caravan was going to charge the gate, and they put down that razor wire. Let me tell you something. You're not charging razor wire unless you want to get cut up. It doesn't happen. Why do farmers use barbed wire on their property? When I see a fence, I go, there's a barrier there. That's somebody's property. If there's no fence, I might just walk right through. This makes no sense. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, This is who you're listening to right now. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in. I asked a question before the break. I said, who's going to blink? Is President Trump going to blink or the Democrats going to blink? I'm going to make a prediction that Trump's not going to blink. And the longer the shutdown goes, when the Democrats eventually blink, Donald Trump's going to make them look like slave girls to Caligula. He's going to get everything he wants. In their response, their rebuttal to President Trump explaining the common sense of wanting a wall and invoking a lot of reasons why you need to have it beyond, you know, the normal stuff. I mean, talking about an impassioned speech about why he's going to protect us, the Democrats are, you know, giving a rebuttal. He's a mean old meanie. And they themselves have said exactly what he said. Their former leader, baby black Jesus Barack Obama, has said exactly what Donald Trump has said. So guess what? The Americans see the Democrats as the hypocrites that they are. If you're a Democrat listening to this program, I'm not getting after you. I know it may seem that way. Oh, Kevin Jackson, he comes in there, all he does is talk about Democrats. No, all I do is tell you about yourselves. That's it. Look, a monkey understands what a wall is for. I don't need to explain that. He understands it's a deterrent. But you guys, the Democrats act like, I sound like a monkey there. They act as if they don't understand the concept. That's condescending to me to make it, we can't even level set that a wall, a.k.a. barrier of any type, is a deterrent. We can't even level set there. Because if you can't level set there, how am I going to talk to you about anything else? They don't want to talk about protecting Americans. They want to talk about the shutdown. And they want to try to appeal. 800,000 bureaucrats are not going to get their paychecks. Let me tell you something. Don't give me more fuel for my fire. I'm glad 800,000 bureaucrats aren't getting their paychecks because I'm sick of what these bureaucrats have been doing to me. I bet many of you feel the same way. Look, let me put this a different way. You tell me, Kevin, the United Auto Workers are on strike. They're not going to get their paychecks. Ask me if I give a crap. It's their decision. And you could go, well, their leadership decided to do it. I'm going to tell you, if it doesn't take food off my table, I don't give a crap. And it isn't that I don't care that people don't eat, because I do. And so do you. We have compassion. But I'll tell you what we don't have compassion for. We don't have compassion for Democrats who are trying to play up the idea that these people didn't get their checks. By the way, it's a lie, because the Department of Homeland Security spokesperson confirmed that the last day to process federal checks, essentially guaranteeing no pay for employees, was on Friday without an immediate spending deal. So everybody on payroll up through Friday is still getting their money. And the Democrats are pretending that these people are starving to death. There's going to be blood on the street. There's going to be bodies on the street unless we do this. Unbelievable. So DHS, the Department of Agriculture, Justice, Treasury, Commerce, Interior, State, Transportation, and HUD are all hit by this, as well as the EPA, the FDA, and the IRS. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing that was said there that makes me panic. I'm actually happy. I'm glad they're shut down. I hope it lasts 2 years. It won't, because the Democrats are going to cave. Lou Dobbs tweeted this. Pelosi and Schumer have made the biggest mistake of their political lives. Americans will reject their cynical refusal to support President Trump as he asks them to join with him in doing their duty to protect our citizens and our nation.
To those who refuse to rise in the name of border security, I would ask, imagine if it was your child, your husband, or your wife, whose life was so cruelly shattered and totally broken. To every member of Congress, pass a bill that ends this crisis. To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally after all of these decades, secure our border. This is a choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice. This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve. When I took the oath of office, I swore to protect our country. And that is what I will always do. So help me God.
Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Big time problem for the Democrats. Oh, Donald Trump says Mexico is going to pay for his wall. Where are the pesos that we're supposed to be getting to pay for the wall? They want to be flippant. Be flippant. Donald Trump has everything on his side when it comes to this wall. Logic, reasoning, and passion. And what's interesting about it, and I don't know if you guys recognize this, Trump does this every time. And he did it. It wasn't by accident. It began when he made his campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. And the Democrats laughed at it. I will never forget this because I was getting ready to go on Fox. I don't go on there anymore because they can't stand me. But I was going to go on Fox, and I remember somebody laughing going, can you believe it's going to be Make America Great Again? And I went, that's actually really good. And they went, you think so? I said, yeah. I go, that is a because it evokes so many emotions. And people, when you say something like, yeah, man, I'm going to go be somebody, everybody's idea of what that means differs, but it's positive. So if somebody says, I'm going to remake myself, and people go, okay, great. Well, what does that mean for me? What does it mean for you? I don't want to remake myself in the image of somebody else. I want to remake myself in the image of what I think is the greatest thing I can make myself into. So it gives me hope for myself. Well, what Trump did is it made it transcend anything that he did. And I said earlier in the broadcast, the reason why he could attack the NFL kneelers, who normally a Republican wouldn't have even touched that. Black guys kneeling because they, ooh, cops beat up black people, they would have left it alone. Trump says no. America trumps any of that. We've overcome that. Don't try to play us, buddy. We know what's going on. Love that. See, that's why, and what's funny, even when people tweet these things that I'm reading to you, like Lou Dobbs and all them, they tweet this with MAGA, I call it MAGA, but whatever, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again, etc. Bridget Gabrielle tweeted this. I find it very hard to believe the party of free health care and free college is all of a sudden concerned about being cost effective when it comes to immigration. Give me a break. It's all about power. Bridget gets it. Lebanese woman that moved here understands a real oppression, understands you can't just let anybody in your border and inside of your walls, that you have to protect your way of life. She gets it. Guy Joel Pollack, he said this. This is a knockout by Trump. He spoke compassionately about embracing the parents of victims. Pelosi and Schumer are repeating a wooden set of talking points. Ineffective and unnecessary? All I said this morning, having Democrats rebut the president was the best thing for Trump. I have to agree, Joel Pollack. Best thing the president could have is the Democrats continuing to protect the notion that the lives of illegals, that letting people into this country illegally and not building a barrier and not protecting American citizens, supersedes the protection of citizens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.